Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to bring you a teaching today called, you ready for this? God's light reproves sin, does not approve of sin. God's light reproves sin, does not approve sin. Yeah, I want to address this really important, common topic subject that comes up all the time. The light of God, we'll talk about that light, and how it reproves, we'll talk about that word means, sin and worldliness and false ways. It never approves of such ways. As usual, we have to talk about when we go in the streets or we go to minister, even when we get emails and everything, we have to refute churchianity, people, modern pastors, false teachers, as they practice and approve of sin, false man-made traditions, all their pagan holidays, feminization, worldliness, all of that. But this is not of God. This is of Satan, the enemy, and flesh. God's light reproves all darkness and sin. My main text for this is from Jesus himself. Right after Jesus talks about coming into the world to save, he says this, John 3:19-21. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh into the light, or cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Yeah, that's a scripture that modern pastors and churchianity people, they're kind of the poster children of that verse. They love to hide in the dark. We stand outside their church buildings, ask them to come out and talk. Rarely do they ever. When they do, they never have scripture. They bring coffee, donuts, and excuses. Most pastors just hide. Send them the testing, send them questions. They just hide. So that text is telling us some key things. His truth is the light. He is the light. And those who practice sin, they don't like the light. So they stay in the darkness. Why is that? Why do you think that is? Well, they get reproved by the light. So the darkness is their place to stay. That word reprove, let's talk about it. It's a main part of this teaching. Elengio. It means, ready for this? Of uncertain affinity, to confute, admonish, convict, convince, tell a fault, rebuke, reprove, to convict, refute, generally with a suggestion of shame of a person convicted, by conviction to bring to the light, to expose, to find fault with, correct by word, to apprehend severely, chide, admonish, reprove, to call to account, to show one his fault, demand an explanation by deed, to chasten, to punish. Yeah, I read all of that because people often don't like to be reproved. I'm going to give you a verse that says godly people love to be corrected. We'll get to that verse. People think it's mean. People think it's unbiblical. People think that it's hateful. No, it's actually loving to reprove. The Holy Spirit does it. We're going to show you some verses on that. So the light of God, convicts, calls out, shows fault, exposes sin. Why? It's a redemptive process. As unless sin is isolated or shown, then exposed, and then called out, how are they going to find eternal life from it? See, Christ saves no one in their sin. He saves us all out of our sin. That's called repentance, leaving your sinful ways. So you're not going to ever find one verse in the Bible that ever approves of or promotes sin going on. Nope. The Word, the Spirit, the Father, the Son shines a light on sin, reproves it, and calls for repentance. What a glorious God we serve. Praise God for that, or none of us would find salvation. So the truth of God, His Word, Christ, His Spirit, and His Son, and His biblical people are the light. Did you know that? Here's some verses. Jesus is the light. John 8:32. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. I love that verse. How about the word of God is our light. Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Lamps give light, right? And a light unto my path. How about his people are light? Matthew 5:14. He said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Why are we a light? Because we represent Christ. We're shining his word. We're telling the gospel. We're calling people to the biblical truth. So Jesus tells us these truths. We must hold fast to them. We must work in our own life to be reproved and help others to be reproved. He told us exactly what the Holy Spirit was going to do. Ready? John 16:8-11. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Yeah, light's going to judge Satan. It's going to judge his workers. It's going to judge all sin. That's what the Holy Spirit comes to do. He comes to convict the world and believers of sin. Excuse me. Convicts the world, and he convicts also believers of their sin, and he guides his people into all truth. John 16:13. Yep, we can know all truth because of Jesus Christ. So contrast this light and conviction and truth with churchianity and modern pastors that practice sin over and over. Worldliness, false man-made traditions, pagan holidays, feminization. They practice it over and over. They deny the Spirit's work to reprove, to correct, to convict them. They practice the sins and walk on and on, getting favor from man, building their corrupt systems. How do I know they keep doing this? We have rebuked many, many, many thousands of people and thousands of pastors and teachers. And I only know a puny little handful of people that have repented and come out of man-made religion and false traditions and the world to follow Christ in spirit and truth. It's true. Matthew 7, he said, a few will find it. That means puny in the Greek. We know this. We've been laboring a long time, and we see people love the world and their flesh more than they love the truth of God. That doesn't discourage us, because it's just what the Bible proves. In the last days, very few are going to come. So the word tells us to be in the light. It makes things visible, manifest. It's why we reprove. Ready? Ephesians 5:13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whosoever doeth make manifest is light. It's pretty awesome. Manifest. It makes it visible. It's shown. The word also tells us to reprove, just as the Holy Spirit and the Son and the Word reproves. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Yeah, we're told to reprove. Show fault. Call to repentance. Show error. Make judgment. Yeah, we're told to judge the body of Christ many times. Matthew 18, 1 Corinthians 5, 1 Timothy 5, 1 Timothy 6. Many, many places. How else will we know right from wrong if we don't judge in our life and in the life of those that claim Christ? He said long-suffering and doctrine. Doctrine means instructions. 1 Timothy 4:16 says we're saved by sound doctrine. That's because we're not working our way to heaven. We are in Christ. He's the truth. If we have the truth, we're living and walking in sound doctrine. It just makes perfect sense. So just as I'm teaching you what this title, my title at the beginning, God's light reproves sin but never approves it, the word never promotes or teaches it's appropriate to keep or live in sin. It calls us out of our sin. First John 1:6-7. If we say we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all righteousness. Yeah, that proves we got to be in the light, not in the darkness for salvation. Christ is the light. The Word is the light. The Spirit is the light. To obey is to walk in the light. To live in sin is to be in darkness. You're not going to find salvation. Now, what's the fruit of being born of Him? How about this? It's to love reproving and correction. But those who love their sin hate reproving and correction. Proverbs 9:8. I read it backwards. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Yeah. You want to be wise? Take a good rebuke and correct yourself. You want to be a scorner? Hate correction. You'll live in sin to your own demise and destruction. So, as I close out this teaching, we better, saints of God, be teaching, loving, living, and walking in the light, because Christ is that light for all of eternity. God's word reproves with light. Christ is going to be our light for all eternity. How do we know this? Revelation 21:23. I love this verse. And the city, this is the eternal city that God's going to send, the New Jerusalem, had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did light it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Christ is going to be our light. Why is that beautiful? He's our Sabbath rest. There's no more Sabbath. Christ is our Sabbath rest. Sabbath was based on the sun going up and down Friday night to Saturday night. Christ is the light. We'll be before our glorious Sabbath rest. So my plea to saints, maybe even seekers, test yourself. Test the body that you're in, saints. Test your association, saints and seekers. See if you're overlooking and approving, practicing any sin, false doctrine, false way, man-made traditions, pride and vanity and lies, things that are an abomination to God. Or are you seeking, via the Holy Spirit, via the Word, via other true saints, via someone's biblical teaching, to be reproved, to be corrected, and to come out of your sin? If you keep any willful sin or darkness, you are not fully in the light, nor are you listening to the Word and the Spirit of God, who calls us to flee all unrighteousness and evil. Adam and Eve got tossed for one sin. The rich young ruler had one thing he lacked. Ananias and Sapphira killed for one sin, a lie. What do you lack? What are you not letting the light and the Word and the Son reprove? Ephesians 5:11. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. I love that. Put the light on darkness. Satan hates the light. It kills it. It shines a light. It will kill sin in your life if you let the light do its work. But if you keep sin in the dark, it'll grow like leaven. It'll grow like mold. It will grow. What a glorious thing we have. God and His light shines, and it never approves of sin, but it reproves it. So ponder all of that. When the light of God and reproving is on sin, the sin has to go. The sin has to stop. Those doing it will repent, or they must go in the darkness and hide, as John 3:19-21 said. There's no salvation found in the darkness. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He's also the light. 2 Peter 2:17. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried without a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Yeah, if you walk in darkness and you don't want reproving and you don't want the light of God, His Word, His Son, the Spirit, darkness is reserved for you. How about that? And how about you? Are you reproving and receiving it? Are you open for it? Or are you approving of sin? You're either reproving and being reproved, or you're approving of sin. Go ponder that. Let me know how I could help you in the faith. I hope that blessed you. God does not approve of sin. He reproves it with His light. Let us know how we can help you. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel by the shed blood of Jesus. We must repent, be born of God, walk in holiness and obedience, forsaking all darkness and enduring, moving towards the light. till the end. Check out the Ecclesia page, adding to it all the time. We're traveling, heading north. The winter preaching season down here is over. We're headed north, headed out into the rest of the central part of America. Street ministry, preaching online, making disciples, drawing close to the saints with us, preaching the light of Christ. We love you all. Till next time, go forth, have a glorious day. May God be praised.